That first job for a young person can be a real sign that they're growing to become an adult. On this week's previously aired edition of You and the Law, attorney Lindy Korn talks about some of the risks of that first job. Are there very many risks for young workers, teen workers on the job?
There are so many that I think I could go on for hours to describe them. But most of all, the reason is that they're young. Nobody really talks to them about the hazards. And youth can be very attractive to persons that are no longer young, or just the fact that young people have managers that are about 4 years older than they are. And so it's a very social, exciting experience for the first-time worker or for the young worker to be in a workplace with other people. And sometimes those people make promises, and they get invitations. They feel like they are in another type of family, and they are very comfortable.
I guess the issue then is that they're high school, but the job isn't.
Well, that is true, and the rules are different, but nobody talks about it. And I have been doing some research of my own, but the pattern is that when you go to the workplace, you have no idea what to expect. You don't know what's proper or not. And so when someone with authority, is kind to you and perhaps promises you and invites you places, you want to fit in.
There is a stereotype, and I suppose every generation has this same stereotype, of sexual interest on the part of young people. And the stereotype of the current teen generation is that they are more sexually active, although the surveys say that's not true. And they're in a workplace with people they don't know, and they may not know there are rules on the job.
An employer who is utilizing best practice or good risk management techniques would certainly be training even seasonal employees on policies that are in the handbook. There should be a complaint procedure. But, how serious a young worker might take this, or if they just sign the handbook and don't really read it, those certainly are possibilities.
Now, a local restaurant company based in Syracuse, which owns, I guess, all of the Burger King restaurants around here, has just settled for several million dollars with the federal government, arguing, of course, that it's just too expensive to keep fighting this, but we didn't do anything wrong, about sexual harassment of young employees. Does this sort of behavior surprise you?
It does not surprise me. I have had the honor of representing more than a few teenagers who have been sexually harassed by their supervisors or managers or district managers or possibly even the owner, depending on the establishment. And so I can imagine this happening. You see it a lot in retail. You see it a lot in fast food being a food type of retail. The case that you're referring to, which was tried by the EEOC against the Carroll's Corporation, some of the alleged types of sexual harassment ranged from obscene comments, jokes, and propositions to unwanted touching. There was exposure of genitalia, strip searches, stalking, and even rape. So that's quite a broad spectrum. And one would not think that would happen in a fast food employment situation.
Are these just teenage girls that are harassed, or does this also occur to boys?
It happens to boys and males as well. Those cases are less well known, but certainly they do happen. And in the LGBT community, that happens a lot as well.
Today, here on You and the Law, Lindy Korn has been here, and we've been talking about problems on the job for teenagers. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.